Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 22nd of April, and right now it's partly cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast predicts for today partly cloudy with a chance of rain, then chance of a thunderstorm and rain in the afternoon. Temperatures between low of 28 to high of 32, with a heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from southeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour, and chance of a rain is 40%. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain after midnight. Southerly winds at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 77 and it will drop on 65% by noon. Moon is waxed in gibbous, illuminated on 83%. April 25th is going to be very potent. We have a lunar eclipse, the first of three, and a full moon in Scorpio, the sign of transformation and rebirth. It is also the Visakh moon, which it celebrates of the Buddha's birth and enlightenment. The opening eclipse of the three eclipse portal occurs on 25th at 7:54 p.m. Universal Time, with a full moon at 6 degrees Taurus Scorpio. It's a partial lunar eclipse visible primarily from the eastern hemisphere, and only a tiny sliver of moon will be covered by the Earth's umbral shadow at the maximum eclipse. But the entire northern half of the moon will be darkened from being inside the penumbral shadow. To catch the entire event, one must be located in Eastern Europe or Africa, Central Asia or Western Australia. At the instant of greatest eclipse, the moon will be at the zenith for an observer just east of Madagascar. Eastern part of South America will experience moonrise with the eclipse already in progress, but none of the eclipse is visible from North America. Happy Earth Day to all, and within many events today itself, it will be celebrated in the community with Kotakarai Children's Kitchen Garden inauguration, and then street cleaning and sign painting, and meeting is at visitor center 9 a.m. In the afternoon at 6 p.m. in Matri Mandir beneath the banyan tree, we can participate in the Global Earth Day meditation. Amongst other was a late announcement of another Earth Day when this morning at 10:30 a.m. about lime as a sustainable building material. The new language lab to Mati Center building coming up is in International Zone is a sustainable building. They are using lime as a sustainable alternative to cement for mortar and plaster. Lime was used in Mati Mandir Amphitheater and several houses of Auroville in the early days, but very soon replaced by cement. Lime is the material used traditionally all over the world and in India for building construction and has survived 1,000 years as our fourth show. Lime construction have much longer life than cement construction. Lime is also antifungal agent and it makes walls watertight. It keeps the humidity out and retains coolness within the building, at the same time allowing the building to breathe. Cement is a Johnny-come-lately fly-by-night operated, convenient, fast food of building construction, whereas lime is used as age-old and has stood the test of time. It requires a totally different relationship to the building. It also gives a special atmosphere. There is a certain process to lime preparation which takes longer than cement, and in different parts of India different recipes are used for lime preparation. At Language Lab building they are using the traditional local lime recipe with a kaduka nut and jaggery as binding agents. They have also added probiotics to the mix to enhance the properties of lime and make it a living building. There is a unique smell and feeling on site as a result. Lime is a natural product and its production causes much less harm to environment than the cement production. In this presentation, the team of comfort design from Auroville, builders of the Language Lab Tomati Center, will share their experience of working with lime. They will take the participants through the various steps required in preparation of lime rights from the procurement to end use. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga, we are all invited to a book event, Blood, Sweat and Tears, a debut novel by young Chennai author Arya Rajam. The tale of an aspiring ballerina called Chasing Her Dreams Between Chennai and Moscow. Arya will be in conversation with Grace and a selection from the book will be read by Anu and Jill. On Saturday morning, from 9:30 to 12:30 at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, University of Human Unity is holding a seminar on the practical and theoretical interpretation of art and music in search of integral paradigm of knowledge, exploring the artistic approach to knowledge, and is led by Ladislav and Pushkar. On Thursday at 5 p.m. at Dreamers Coffee in Visitor Center, Trovadors will hold their April Poetry Music Evening with Anu, Alan, Anandi, B, Celestine, Manakshi, Roger, Shakti, Krishna, Vera, and you. And also on Thursday at 3 p.m. at Foretar, we can witness TLC end of year open house. They will have some exhibition of the children's work and few presentations and refreshment prepared by baking English classes. And toward the late afternoon, they invite all present to share in a game of softball, and they are looking forward to see us there. On Friday 26th at Mohanan Kindergarten in Sanjeevi Nagar village between 5:30 to 7 p.m., the community is invited to a Mohanan Kindergarten open house and annual day. For more information, we can contact them on 262-3806. On Friday 26th and 27th at 7 p.m. at La School Amphitheater, directions will be posted at La School Gate, we are invited to a Much Ado About Nothing, which is a performance by La School students, and they are saying that we are very much welcome to join them for a performance full of laughs, drama and Shakespeare. L'Avenir and Town Development Council is planning to pave the transition radial during the school holidays. In collaboration with Bliss Forest, they are finalizing the route, plan and etc. If all goes according to schedule, the work will begin mid-May. The final plan with work order and drawing will be published soon. Accessible Orwell informs us that they are happy to announce that the documentary Sometimes I Can Fly, directed and edited by Srinivasan and produced by Susmita for Accessible Orwell, has won the second prize at Brotherwood We Care Film Fest from Delhi. On Tuesday 23rd at 5 p.m. in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, with the support of Pavilion of the France, will be screening our interview from George Van Breckham, shot in Orville on Orville 4th, 2009. Film is in French and simultaneously translated in English. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen film A New Birth and interview the mother with Suren Dantal Jarhal on 11th of May 1967. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. within Ecofilm Fest we can see What World It Looked Like, documentary, and it was made in USA in 2009 at CleanTech Future USA. Tomorrow we can see an Italian comedy drama romance, Love and Anarchy, which was made in Italy in 1973 by the director Lina Wertmüller. And on Wednesday they will screen interesting documentary, The Suffering Grasses, When Elephants Fight, It Is the Grass That Suffer, which was made in USA, Turkey and Syria in 2012 by director Irana Lee. And here's a thought from Sri Aurobindo on partial truth. Every truth, however true in itself, yet taken apart from others, which at once limit and complete it, becomes a snare to bind the intellect and misleading dogma. From Essays of Gita. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.radio.org.